I don't know about you guys, but I am so excited that the midterm elections are just a few days away. Then, for a temporary bit, we will be without any political ads. Till then, we find out who's running for president, and then that'll be everywhere, too. Yeah, I'm so happy, because it's always negative stuff. And you know what? This lady is amazing, because she got tired of all the crap going on. She's like, you know what? I'm going to do something about all these negative political ads. I'm going to tell everybody how I feel. And this woman right here, her name is Linda Messimer. She's from Indiana, and she says, you know what, I'm an informed voter, I know my things, and you know, I read up on all the candidates, and I pay attention to their ads on the radio and the TV over the election season, but I'm so tired of these negative ads. And listen to what she did. This is such a cool story from Channel 13 here.
Joe Donnelly got caught trying to deceive Hoosiers again.
On health care, Mike Braun's record is built on lies.
You're a liar. No, I'm not a liar. You're a liar.
She'd had her fill of all those political campaign commercials.
Mike wears blue to cover up the truth.
Hypocritical, dishonest politician.
So she decided to do something about it.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to go down to the radio station and see how much it costs, and I'm going to do it. I'm tired of it.
I am sick and tired of being bombarded with all the negative, hateful, mean-spirited ads.
She sat down and recorded a little 30-second radio commercial of her own.
But they don't have to be so negative and hateful. And I was just sick of this. You turn on the TV, every commercial's filled with them, every radio station's filled with them. And yeah, I just had it. I thought, I'm going to put my ad on and tell them to stop it.
All right, I can't wait to hear some more of this.
Preach.
She even got to hear her own commercial while driving in her truck.
To all the candidates who are running these kinds of ads, I say, stop it.
It's like
stop it.
It reminds me of like my grandma, like, Joey, stop it. Now.
First, I laughed at myself, and then I said, all right. I'm glad I did. I have no regrets. The main thing I hope I get out is people, please vote. We're voting for a system, not a person. But politicians, do it nicely. You know, be kind to one another.
Amen, sister. That's a round of applause for a true American hero
This woman is queen.
Linda Messimer, you are the queen of everything. I would vote for her.
Yeah.
Just because. I don't know if she has like a Werther's platform she stands
on.
Or, you know, like a Life Alert. I don't know. Whatever. I would totally support that. And speaking of voting, it is coming up on Tuesday. And if you want to vote but you don't have a ride, here, check this out. Coming up on Tuesday, November 6th, the community-based organization We the People is hosting 100 pickup sites to pick up voters just like you and take you to the nearest polling location. You can find the nearest pickup site near you if you go to our website, RadioNow.com. Indy.com. So hopefully you're registered. Otherwise, you can't really do much with that. But no excuse to get to the polls this year. We're definitely going to be there trying to help you and do everything we can. So details, and I'm going to put a link to this video up too of this awesome little commercial
this
that she
bad
did.
Bad B.
You, hey, listen, if you want to get a commercial out there too, you can advertise here on Radio Now. we're doing really decent rates right now. You get your stuff out there. You can go check that out. Coming up next, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Don't go anywhere.